Welcome to my Crazy Life Guidelines podcast. Yes, it is. Can't believe I'm doing podcasts for over a month. It is madness, but I am really enjoying them. Thank you so much for listening to them. It's so important to me. And yeah, I got them on Amazon and Apple during the week, which is great because it just means I'm reaching a bigger audience. And yeah, it's amazing. So if you don't follow me on Instagram and TikTok, I'm My Crazy Life Caroline. I'm both. So yeah, I'm a bit nuts, a bit crazy. Kind of tell the truth, no shit. So if you're not following me, drop me an old follow there, yeah? So I've got loads of requests, kind of say when you're bringing guests in, when you're bringing people into chat. Yeah, it's a bit harder when you're in your bedroom. Oh, do you want to come and chat in my bedroom with my dogs and my children at the door trying to break in? Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, it's not the professional setup that other people have. I suppose that's the lack of a sponsor. And but yeah, listen, I'm gonna keep going. You know, podcasts, they go, you know, you're up one week, you're down the next. That's just the way it is, and it's all about just keeping going, keeping consistent, and always being here and having it released on the same day. And you know, people that love me will always listen to it, so thank you. I'm not sure, I was thinking actually what way, where I'm going to go in relation to this podcast. So today I'm going to talk about everything about communions, but I'm thinking maybe I'm going to turn into like an agony aunt podcast. What would you think? Let me know in the comments. Message me that people would send in like little letters. Obviously, I won't be disclosing their name. And they could say to me, oh, yeah. And I could discuss it on my podcast. I think that could be fun. You know, I tell the truth. So be careful if you send me something in, you know, because there'd be no shit like. So anyway, let's get into it. Let's get into the communion. Do you remember your own communion? All I'd like to ask my mother is, where is all the money? Where is my money gone? Because they took all our money back then. I'll put that into the bank account with you. There must be a bank somewhere in Ireland full of communion money. Wasn't there? Where's my communion money, mother? My mother's in heaven, so she can talk back, unfortunately. But I know she'd be laughing at me. Yeah, my own communion was, you know, I think it depends on the child. I was the middle child, so the old hand-me-down dress was given to me, yes. You had the hand-me-down. So there was three girls in the family. I got the hand-me-down. The other two got new dresses. Well, I never let that go. Bye. So you said to my mother all the time, I got the second-hand dress there. Yeah, do you remember? Second-hand, yeah. Not a new dress. But your old sister is smaller. She's smaller. I was good and strong when I was small. You know what strong means, like good and strong. Me and my older sister were strong, and then we had our younger sister. She was always sick and she was always a little bit weak. But yeah, I remember my dress. I loved it, even though it was a hand-me-down. I remember my sister got brought over to this, my older sister got brought to this studio to get all her pictures taken. Now, I was thrown Brona Park. There you go now. Stand there and stand here and do this and do that. You know, communions were massive back then, weren't they? Like, in a sense, they were really about the religious, this Catholic side of it. I am a Catholic. I brought my children up a Catholic, but we don't go to Mass often. And that's just normal, I think, for a lot of people in Ireland at the moment, that we just, life is so busy that Mass is just not something that we do. You know, I brought my kids up as Catholics, that's why I always christen them, make them make their communion, and then they can decide if they, you know, don't want to go down that road. For me, I'll always be a Catholic. I don't feel like I need to go to Mass to prove it. But yeah, do you remember, like, we used to, remember the first confession? We used to go into those small little boxes. Mm-hmm. Dodgy. my son, my youngest fellow now, was making his communion this year, and he had to, he was up at the altar. There was no going into the box, thank God. But yeah, the first confession. But the communion day then is, you know, you're so excited about getting that little bit of bread, aren't you? You're like, oh, it tastes like, cardboard. So, you know, absolute cardboard. And then you likely went to, we used to go a hotel, and basically there used to be a big huge room, and you'd have a bit to eat, and there'd be a disco with your friends. I have to say it was really good fun, my communion. They've changed nowadays, like, but the communions back then were a bit of fun, because I mean, you had all your friends there while you were handing all the money up to the mother. There you go now. She'd pay for the dinner with it. You know, now they're cute. Now they're like holding on to the cards so tight. That's my money. I remember my children asked me about the children's allowance. Am I entitled to that? I was like, no, you're not. They're so cute nowadays, aren't they? It's mad. But I mean, the dresses back then were reasonable. I've been dress shopping recently with my niece and Jesus, holy, in St. Joseph. 500 and 600 euro for these dresses. I didn't pay that for my wedding dress, lads. My wedding dress was €350. I bought it online 20 years ago when there was no one buying online. Yeah, I mean, shocking. Now, we got a lovely dress, very reasonable, because I was like, they don't wear them. Like, back in the day, I didn't take mine off for days. Days and days I went around with that dress. Did you? Because I just, it was such a big day. And you got to be a princess for a day and you were like, oh, my dress. And nowadays, no. They get into the dress in the morning. They go to the mass. They come home and they take it off. There's no wearing it all day. Like, you know, unless you're going out somewhere, like communions, like I've had one communion in my house, my older boy, and the next communion's coming up in May. But the communions nowadays, they're a bit different, aren't they? I remember we were all invited over to this meeting with the priest about my son's communion. And you have to attend if you want to get the date. I felt like I was like, I felt like I'm a bit bold. I'm like, I don't want to go. You know, if you felt like you had to go. So, of course, I went over. And so we were all there waiting, like, with the tongues hanging out, waiting for the date off the priest. Because, you know, you need the date to book stuff. So I'm inside the meeting and he released the magic date. We were like, ah! Bouncy Castle was booked before I even left the meeting. That's what we have to do. Do you know, I know, like, priests are saying, oh yeah, it has to be with the sacrament. I know it does. Both the kids, like, they, it's very important to them that they have a nice day, you know. So, like, I did have the Bouncy Castle booked. Because, you know, I've had some bad experiences with Bouncy Castles in my time. So my son, my older son, we had a big, huge communion here. I'd say now the cost of it, the stress of it. But the Bouncy Castles, so I couldn't get a Bouncy Castle for him, so I had to ring place in Limerick. So the day before the communion, the Bouncy Castle came. Pure limp. We do not like anything limp, do we? No. I stepped onto the Bouncy Castle and I was like, there's something wrong here. I went straight down. I said, that's not bouncy. Oh, he swore blind, lads, that the Bouncy Castle was fine. I said to myself, it's not fine. There's something wrong with that Bouncy Castle. So he said, okay, I'll give you a second one. So we had two Bouncy Castles, one limp one, one non so limp. But the bigger one was the limp one. Like, they put all their prices up just for communions. Like, all the prices go through the roof. So I paid a fortune for these Bouncy Castles. But yeah, then you have the doing up the house. The house has to be done, redecorated from head to toe when the communions are coming. It's like a wedding. The communions, like, I redecorated, like, did my kitchen, painted the kitchen, painted all the presses in the kitchen. Yeah. New kitchen table, landscape in the garden. I mean, it's just mad, isn't it? I did this for my older boy's communion, like, a couple of years back. It was so I wouldn't like to work out how much I spent in that communion, because between the redecorating, then the weather promised rain. So I was like, there's going to be like 60 people in my house, and where are they all going to stand? So I said, after you hire the marquee, we had to hire a marquee, table and chairs for the marquee. Then we hired this fellow to do like a barbecue. But sure, I wait. Do you know the way when people come to a communion, they don't come all at the same time? They all come scattered. So you can't just say, okay, we'll have the food from 3 to 4. No. You'd have to have the food from 3 to 12 o'clock at night, because that's what happens. They all just arrive at random times. So you just have to have this, you know, constant food all the time. So it's not easy, lads, with the old food. But there was so much food there. And we just left it all out. But we sure partied then to the late hours and went out the next morning thinking of the food for the following day. All the cats inside ate it. It's been thrown away. It's absolute sin. Jesus, it's just mad. But I tell you now, I think my older fellow's communion was the most stressful. It was more stressful than my wedding, because I had to do everything. So like, I'm organising food, you're organising, do you have a drink? Do you have a drink? And then they might want this drink. They might want, if it's a hot day, they want this drink. Like, it was meant to be pissed, and that's why we got the marquee. Sun splitting the stone, says. Yes. They all outside of the marquee. I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Now, the marquee did come in handy. It was the old 2 o'clock in the morning boogie. Yes, it did. And the people that won't go home. You know who you are. You won't go home. You're like, I'm staying here until the lights are off and every drink is drank. But yeah, I just find them so stressful. And the husband goes on the missing list and you find him in a corner with his friends. Well, have you got food? Have you got drink? Have you need a drink? Do you need a drink? Do you want a drink? No matter how many times you tell people the fridge is there, just going to get it, they won't do it. They will not do it. They feel like, oh, we won't. Like, we hired an adjustable fridge for that, for this communion. The sin for the drink, like the amount of drink we had, it was an absolute sin, lads. Oh, jeez. Because you have to, they might have white wine, red wine, they might want that, they might want beer, they might want vodka. Oh, my God. Absolutely crazy. And like my fella, like my old fella, his communion, he was sick the night before, and we ended up in Shandock at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he was like, we were exhausted the day of the communion. All I wanted to do was to go into bed, not entertain for the whole day. Do you know? It was just absolutely crazy, wasn't it? Like, but nowadays it's you know, it's very expensive day. It's mental money, isn't it? Absolutely mental money. Yeah, like 99% of the children that make the communion, we won't see the inside of a church again for a long time. Am I right? Mine won't anyway. Well, a funeral or an anniversary mass or something like that, but not for, you know, remember when you used to go to mass the second day after the communion, the confirmation? Always. No, it's not down here. And my mother, God rest her, used to say to me, you're not bringing to mass the following day. And I'm like, no, I went the first day. I'm actually surprised it's still in schools. I thought they were getting rid of it from schools, because I suppose, like, you know, especially in Ireland at the moment, we have, you know, people that aren't Catholics, a lot more people that aren't Catholics in the schools, and they had to just sit out these days. And it is hard on them to be sitting out so long. But then on the other side of it, I suppose, if it was done outside of school, I don't know, would anyone do it? Like, to be honest, I don't know if I would do it, bring my kids and go and do it. I don't know if they'd want to do it, because it'd be outside of school, and, you know, they go to school, they have homework, they have hobbies, they just are very busy, you know. So, yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Like, did anybody have their first drink on the Holy Communion? I did. I know. My mother's passed anyway, God rest her. She's turning her bum in the grave now, talking about this. But yeah, I had my first drink on my communion day. A Smirnoff Ice. Nothing like it, by. I only had the one now. That was it. I know what I can imagine. Imagine it now. Can you imagine if I give my children their first drink? There isn't a chance, like. We did. We were given our first drink, community. I remember my younger sister, she did glass of Baileys on her community. Glass of Baileys is, no, it's only like milk, isn't So this year, my younger fella is making his communion, and I've decided off to Disneyland in Paris we go. Because my older fella's communion costs so much that Disneyland is actually cheaper. So we're going to Disneyland Paris, cannot wait. But this wasn't a decision at the start. We thought we were going to have the party. And my sister's daughter is in the same class, so we said, okay, we'll have different, we didn't want to be separated, but we really couldn't have a giant thing. So then we just decided Disneyland. So the only problem is, on the day I'd like to go out for dinner. But because I've left it so late, no one has a reservation. So if you own a restaurant and you're listening here, any chance of an old table for 20? We're just having dinner, like just on the day to market, and then we were going to Disneyland then on the Sunday early, so we can't really, we won't be doing the dog's net, like, But yeah, I don't know. We might be having an old leg of lamb at home. I think that's the way it's looking. So every time I ring, it's a problem. But yeah, the one worry I have is my own outfit, of course, is probably. Yeah, I'm always worrying about my own clothes, aren't I? The minute's easy for them, trying on a suit there. But for me, I have such problems with clothes. I buy one, then I don't like it. My thing, I need to buy it close to the time, and then at least I'll love it. If I buy it too near the time, no, don't like it. Nowhere to go anyway. The mass. And then the school does a thing afterwards where you go in for, meet their classmates and have a few homemade buns that you could hurl down the road there. But yeah, interesting. I'm not too worried about it. I don't worry about anything these days. Just kind of get on with it. Even my show is coming up soon now, and everyone's like, "Ah, oh, you're worried about it." I'm not, like, and people, they're looking at me funny, like, "You're organising it yourself?" I said, "Yeah, but why wouldn't I?" I run TikTok, I run an Instagram, I've started my own podcast. Not doing too bad. I'll be absolutely grand, won't I, girls? For everyone that's coming, thank you for buying tickets. It's going to be a brilliant night. I cannot wait for it. And yeah, see you on the dance floor for 90s and 80s music. Woohoo. Right, that's enough talking for me about communions. Let me know about the agony aunt, and let me know if you want to be the first one to send me a little letter. Agony aunt Caroline, watch out, like, because I'm no shit. I don't take much shit. So it's like, well, you have to be like that when you're on social media. Social media is the harshest place to be, because you're constantly being criticized. But again, it doesn't affect me. I just think absolutely grand. Shall they be talking about me anyway? I might as well go on something to talk about. Woo-hoo.